July 18th, Trek Camp, Morning Chapel.
So we've been talking about God and how it is that we can be a Christian and why it's so important. And yesterday, Chase spoke a little bit about how when we fall down and how when things are hard and scary and difficult, you just got to keep going, right? Yeah. And he maybe used the word, use the word resilient?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big word, isn't it? Well, today, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. So if you've got your Bibles, if you got your Bibles with you, you can look it up. Matthew chapter 28, 19, 20. You want some help?
Yeah. So Matthew's like at the end. I think it's
Matthew. Matthew 21.
21.
So there's 28. You want 28.
So right here?
28.
Oh, 28. The big
28? Yep.
Matthew chapter 28.
Found it.
Awesome. Now we're going to look at, find verse 19 and 20. Can you believe how hard it's raining?
Yeah, it's tricky. I'm not happy.
It would be much nicer if it was sunny out like it was yesterday, hey?
28.
Okay. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. If your neighbor's talking, make him look at me so he can listen and you can listen. You ready? Okay, here we go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this. I am with you always to the very end of the age. Did yours say the same thing? That's awesome. Now, this is a big job for us. If we're Christians, even if we've just started as a Christian this week, guess what? God wants us to go and help others become Christians too. And so there's three really important things that are key for you to know so that you can do this well. Okay? The first thing that you've got to do is that you've got to go. You've got to go. You can't stay in your little bubble, your little shell. You have to go and tell somebody. Okay? The second thing is just that. You have to say something. You might say something like, you know, it's really, really important to me, my relationship with God. Can I tell you about it? Sure. I became a Christian when I was 3, maybe 4. I was really young. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, really. But I remember being on the kitchen counter, and I asked my mom, she was making cookies, and I was watching. And my mom was there, and I asked her, why do we have to go to church? It's so boring. Well, she said, we go to church so that we can learn and grow in a relationship with Jesus. How do you have a relationship with Jesus? I asked. And so she explained, just like I did to you the other night, that you just simply have to say, God, I'm sorry for all the lousy things that I've done, and I want you to be in control of my life. Please forgive me. And then he does just that. And so that began my journey, and that's where I became a Christian. Very, very early. And I was really lucky to have parents who would teach me those things. Well, you know what? I haven't stopped telling people about my relationship with Jesus and how important it is. Can you think of somebody in your life, maybe a brother, a sister, parents, a friend, who you could tell them about God and how important your relationship with God is to you? Can you think of anybody? Who can you think of?
One of my best friends off the hockey team.
There you go. Right on. Who else has a person that they can think of?
One of my friends.
One of your friends? From school or where?
School.
From school? Cool. How about you? And where are they?
At school.
At school? Who else has somebody that they could tell? Anybody?
My cousin.
Your cousin, yeah. All of your cousins, eh?
My brother.
Your brother?
My parents.
Your parents? Colin, who can you tell? Do you have some classmates at school?
Yep, there's quite a few.
Yeah? You know, Colin, how many students go to your school? Is it over 10,000?
Yeah, I think it's 20 or close to 20 or 30.
Can you imagine going to a school with like 25,000? Can you imagine going to a... Okay, I'm going to have you look at me. Okay? Can you imagine going to a school with 25,000? Now, this is university, so it's a little bit different than elementary school. But that's a lot of students, isn't it? Well, not only do we have to think of people that we can go, but we need to tell them something. And I tell them how God has changed my life and how I love Him a lot and how He's really important to me. And then, you know what else I do? I invite them to come with me to spend time with God at a place. So it might be like church. Or it might be summer camp. Or it might be hanging out with friends. Where could you invite your friend to come and spend time with you and God? Any ideas? Chase has one.
Lots of churches have youth groups to go to.
Yeah. So when you get a little older and get into grade 7, grade 8, grade 9, there's youth groups to go to at lots of churches. Lots of churches have something else called like a kids club or adventure club or something like that that kids your age get to go to too. Right? What else could we invite our friends to? Place where you and God can hang out. Yeah.
Maybe just like a sleepover like you did with Billy?
Yeah! Like, you could have them come on over and be like, hey, we're going to read a little bit of Bible before bed and pray. And they'd be like, what? What's going on? And you can be like, oh, this is super important to me because I'm a Christian. And then it'd be like, oh, mind blown. Right? Anywhere else that we could like... hang out with our friends and God?
You could walk through nature and invite them on a hike
to
the hockey rink and just ask them about it when you're playing outside.
Yeah. You could like go for a walk outside. You could do lots of things. So I think it's super important that we're able to tell our friends and our family about God and have a place for us to hang out with God together. Well, there's one more thing. that all of this takes. This actually takes courage, doesn't it? Because sometimes being different is a little bit scary. And so if you're different than your friends because of being a Christian, that can be a little bit scary. So who's going to need a little bit of courage? I am. I'm old, and I still need courage. But you know what happens? Courage is like a muscle. The more we exercise our muscles, what happens to them? They get bigger, and they get stronger. Courage is just the same. When we exercise courage, when we practice, and we do something that is a little bit scary, and takes courage, our courage gets bigger and stronger. And the next time when something's a little bit scary, we have a little bit of stronger courage to go and do that. So, today in your tent time, this is what we're going to do. Your cabin leader is going to ask you, or tent leader is going to ask you some questions. And it's going to be like this. Who can you tell about Jesus? And then you're going to think of somebody. And everybody's going to think of at least one person. And then you're going to come up with what you can tell them. What will you tell them about your relationship with Jesus that's so awesome? Maybe it's the story of how you became a Christian. Maybe it's something how God helped you in a really tough time. You want to hear a story for me?
Yeah.
Okay, so my wife had severe back pain. Like, I mean severe. Laid out on the ground lots of the time. Like, couldn't hardly move. One time I was in the middle of my day at work and she called me. And I came home to find her stuck halfway up the stairs. She couldn't go up, she couldn't go down, and she was just kind of curled up into the corner, just motionless and crying. And she couldn't move. I picked her up and I carried her and put her into the car, and we went off to the hospital, and they couldn't do much for her. They gave her some medicine to help take away some of the pain, but it didn't do much. A few years later, a gentleman came over. We were visiting her parents, and a man came over who loves God a lot. And he began to pray for her. And he prayed, and all of a sudden, my wife's back was healed. No more pain. There was some damage in the discs of her back, like physical damage that was causing this pain. She went to a doctor the other day, and the doctor was saying, "Boy, you can really move, and your back is really flexible. Your discs that were damaged before, they're in great shape." He didn't know that they were damaged before. God healed my wife. Before, she couldn't pick up her kids out of the car seat. Now, she can run. She can play. She can do all sorts of fun things and jobs and work and do all sorts of things that she couldn't do before. How's that for a cool story about God doing something amazing? You know what? God does that all the time. Lots. And it's pretty amazing. So, cabin leaders are going to ask you, who can you tell? What are you going to tell? And where are you going to invite them so you can spend time with them and God together? All right? Cabin leaders got that? Perfect. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this rain, even though it's not our favorite today. You've given it to us like a gift, so we thank you for it. Lord, give us a good morning together in cabin time or tent time. And we ask, Lord, that you will continue to grow us closer to you and build us up in our relationship with you. We love you very much. In Jesus' name, amen.